1 Kings chapter 11. But King Solomon loved many foreign women besides the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Zidonians, Hittites, of the nations which Jehovah had said to the children of Israel, "Ye shall not go into them, neither shall they come into you. They would certainly turn away your heart after their gods." To these Solomon was attached in love. And he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines, and his wives turned away his heart. And it came to pass when Solomon was old that his wives turned away his heart after other gods, and his heart was not perfect with Jehovah his God as the heart of David his father. And Solomon went after Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Zidonians, and after Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites. And Solomon did evil in the sight of Jehovah, and followed not fully Jehovah as David his father. Then did Solomon build a high place for Chemosh, the abomination of the Moabites, on the hill that is before Jerusalem, and for Molech, the abomination of the children of Ammon. And so he did for all his foreign wives, who burned incense and sacrificed to their gods. And Jehovah was angry with Solomon, because his heart was turned away from Jehovah the God of Israel, who had appeared to him twice, and had commanded him concerning this thing not to go after other gods. But he kept not what Jehovah had commanded. And Jehovah said to Solomon, "Forasmuch as this is done by thee, and thou hast not kept my covenant and my statutes which I commanded thee, I will certainly rend the kingdom from thee, and will give it to thy servant. Notwithstanding, in thy days I will not do it, for David thy father's sake. I will rend it out of the hand of thy son. Only I will not rend away all the kingdom. I will give one tribe to thy son for David my servant's sake, and for Jerusalem's sake which I have chosen." And Jehovah stirred up an adversary to Solomon, Hadad the Edomite. He was of the king's seed in Edom. Now it came to pass when David was in Edom, when Joab the captain of the host had gone up to bury the slain, after he had smitten every male in Edom, for Joab abode there 6 months with all Israel until he had cut off every male in Edom, that Hadad fled, he and certain Edomites of his father's house with him, to go into Egypt, Hadad being yet a little child. And they arose out of Midian, and came to Paran, and took men with them out of Paran, and they came to Egypt, to Pharaoh king of Egypt, who gave him a house, and appointed him victuals, and gave him land. And Hadad found great favor in the sight of Pharaoh, and he gave him as wife the sister of his own wife, the sister of Tapenes the queen. And the sister of Tapenes bore him Genubath his son, and Tapenes brought him up in Pharaoh's house. And Genubath was in Pharaoh's household, among the sons of Pharaoh. And Hadad heard in Egypt that David slept with his fathers, and that Joab, the captain of the host, was dead. And Hadad said to Pharaoh, "Let me depart, that I may go to mine own country." And Pharaoh said to him, "What then dost thou lack with me, that, behold, thou desirest to go to thine own country?" And he said, "Nothing, but in any case let me depart." God stirred him up yet an adversary, Rezon the son of Eliada, who had fled from Hadadezer the king of Zobah his lord. And he collected men to him, and became captain of a band, when David slew them in Zobah. And they went to Damascus, and dwelt there, and reigned in Damascus. And he was an adversary to Israel all the days of Solomon, besides the mischief that Hadad did. And he abhorred Israel, and reigned over Syria. And Jeroboam the son of Nebat, an Ephrathite of Zeredah, Solomon's servant, whose mother's name was Zeruah, a widow woman, even he lifted up his hand against the king. And this was the cause that he lifted up his hand against the king. Solomon was building Millo and closing the breach of the city of David his father, and the young man Jeroboam was strong and valiant. And Solomon saw the young man that he was industrious, and he made him ruler over all the charge of the house of Joseph. And it came to pass at that time that Jeroboam went out of Jerusalem, and the prophet Ahijah the Shilonite found him in the way. And he had clad himself with a new garment, and they two were alone in the field. Then Ahijah seized the new garment that was on him, and rent it in 12 pieces, and said to Jeroboam, "Take thee 10 pieces, for thus saith Jehovah the God of Israel, Behold, I will rend the kingdom out of the hand of Solomon, and will give 10 tribes to thee. But one tribe shall he have for my servant David's sake, and for Jerusalem's sake, the city which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel, because they have forsaken me, and have worshipped Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Zidonians, Chemosh, the god of the Moabites, and Milcom, the god of the children of Ammon, and have not walked in my ways to do that which is right in my sight, and my statutes and mine ordinances, as David his father. But I will not take the whole kingdom out of his hand, for I will make him a prince all the days of his life for David my servant's sake, whom I chose, who kept my commandments and my statutes. But I will take the kingdom out of his son's hand, and will give it unto thee, 10 tribes. And unto his son will I give 1 tribe, that David my servant may have a lamp always before me in Jerusalem, the city that I have chosen for myself to put my name there. And I will take thee, that thou mayest reign over all that thy soul desireth, and thou shalt be king over Israel. And it shall be, if thou wilt hearken unto all that I command thee, and wilt walk in my ways, and do that which is right in my sight, in keeping my statutes and my commandments, as David my servant did, that I will be with thee, and build thee a lasting house, as I built for David, and will give Israel unto thee. And I will for this afflict the seed of David, but not forever. And Solomon sought to kill Jeroboam. And Jeroboam arose and fled into Egypt, to Shishak the king of Egypt. And he was in Egypt until the death of Solomon. And the rest of the acts of Solomon, and all that he did, and his wisdom, are they not written in the book of the Acts of Solomon? And the time that Solomon reigned in Jerusalem over all Israel was 40 years. And Solomon slept with his fathers, and was buried in the city of David his father, and Rehoboam his son reigned in his stead.